Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Sam Crowley. Welcome back. Let's stay on this topic from yesterday. We were talking about quality over quantity. Got a lot of great emails. Thank you so much. Those of you that actually sent me an email so far, I think I've replied to everybody. If not, give me to the end of the day today. The email was simply just, hey, let me know what you do. What pain point do you solve? I'm not interested if you're making money. We help you with that. We help you build out the funnel. But it's not even that. Let me just take it back. It's getting clear on what it is that the message is that you, the pain you solve, the message that you convey, how focused, what do you do? Very few people can answer that question. Hey, what do you do? Yeah, oh, I help, pick a profession, you know. I am a lawyer. Great. What does that even mean? What do you do? Well, I help people manage their estates and wills and make sure they got all of their documents tight. Okay, what do you do? I mean, what is it that you do? Do you remove the fear and anxiety from people's lives as they gain towards middle age and they start to have these like aha moments? Do you scare the crap out of them, letting them know that if you don't take care of this stuff, it's going to end up in probate or some other abyss and they're going to have to battle some entity for it? Do you give them a sense of peace that for just a few $100 or a few $1,000, they can now just sleep better at night? Do you give them peace of mind? Do you give them inner peace? That is ultimately more towards what you do. So let's talk about quality. I was on one of my favorite pages on Facebook, Bob Proctor. Bob, I've been following. You've heard me interview him on this podcast at least two or three times. I've spoken at two events, I think, with Bob so far. Maybe I think it's two, maybe three. It doesn't matter. I'm just giving you a frame of reference. One of my heroes in the personal development space. Great speaker. And Bob has over a million people on his Facebook page. And I'm looking at this, and it goes right to the point I was talking about earlier on yesterday's podcast, is quality. Bob shared a video. It was a dynamite video talking about how we hear something, but we really are not listening, because you listen with, you have to be emotionally involved in a conversation to listen. Anybody can hear anything. You can hear just white noise going on in the background. You ever work on your laptop in a living room and the TV's on and maybe your spouse or your kids are watching a show and you're kind of picking up every fifth word, or you're kind of in and out of the listening? That's listening. That's hearing, rather. You are not listening. Like, you couldn't, if somebody said, hey, Joe, hey, Mary, what do you think about what they just said right there? Watching House Hunters, that's always on at our house. House Hunters, Food Network, what is it? Oh my God, Chopped. My wife is into these shows. It's hilarious, man. Every time I walk through the living room, her and Susan are watching one of these shows. And so if you're just kind of casually hearing the conversation when you're talking to somebody, if you're not listening, you're not emotionally involved in it. It was a really great, it was talking about when you go and you're getting an education and the teacher is teaching, what are you doing? You're just hearing. You're taking notes. And then what happens? You hear, you hear, you hear, you hear, and then you retain the information. And then what does the teacher give you? They give you a test based on what? Not necessarily were you listening, just can you recite everything back? What did you retain? What did you memorize for that week or two? And you weren't listening. It wasn't like, you know, you give two craps about the topic, you know? It's not, you cannot care that much about that many different topics. Math, science, English, health, all those different things. You were just hearing the teacher, and that's not learning. That's not learning. Remembering stuff and being able to recite it back, that is not learning. So anyway, that's not even what I'm talking about on today's podcast, but I thought it was interesting that Bob was sharing that. What I'm talking about is, I thought that was a really great video that Bob had on his page. It's probably 30 minutes long. And he's got a million Facebook fans on his page. A million, okay? That's a lot of people. How many views do you think this video got? And he put it up in February. So as of the date of this recording, this is July 18th. So it's been up there over 5 months, okay? 5 months, a million people. How many views? Let me help you out. 20,000, okay? 20,000 people viewed the video. What is that? That's not a million. Half of a million, 50%, would be 500,000 views. 10% would be 100,000 views. So my college dropout math tells me that's 2%. 2% of the amount of fans was the number of views. 20,000 into a million. Do you think, this is where I try to tell people, look, don't go for the fame on the internet. Don't be like that. Don't go buy followers. Don't go do, you know, think that, oh my God, I got 100 likes. That's just clicking a button, man. Those people are not emotionally involved in your brand. They're not emotionally involved in your message. I hate to tell, and I don't want to burst your bubble because I'm the motivation guy, but they clicked on liking your photo or your post and they clicked on 100 other people, all right? They're not emotionally attached to 100 people. It's impossible. Now, you want quality. You want to be able to resonate with individuals. And I believe the best way to do that is through your authenticity, getting out of your head and removing all the doubt, the self-esteem that comes right from the enemy that says you're not qualified to post about this, talk about this, shooting video. A lot of people have anxiety around video. I get it. A lot of people I work with have anxiety around video. But the only way, and there's only one way to get over that, it's to do the thing that you fear the most. You know what I mean? And that goes with anything. You know, go jump out of an airplane if you're afraid of heights. You know, I conquered my fear of roller coasters back in 2013. I rode Diamondback 27 times in one day. 27 times in one day, and it drops like a million feet, and it was crazy. But, hey, I had a great time. Got the fast lane pass. It was worth it. Never had a fear of roller coasters again. Getting back to this quality over quantity thing, you got to go for your dream. You can't sit around thinking, well, I can't do it because of, and then you just make up a whole litany of reasons why you can't do it. I want you to do the opposite. I want you to write down what it would feel like to actually go for your dream. And I don't mean necessarily the money, but this is something where a lot of people get caught up in how many people like their post, and I need to know this. I need to know how to do a Facebook Live. You know you don't. No, you don't. You know what you need? You do it. If you've ever FaceTime your child or your spouse or your friend, then you know how to do a Facebook Live. You're shooting a video, a selfie video. That's it. Just like a FaceTime video you would do on your smartphone. But you're doing it on Facebook. Oh my God, what if I don't look right? Join the club, man. I got a $12 haircut and a dopey smile. And, you know, that's just the way it is. We are, I view myself, but I also view you in the same way, so it doesn't sound conceited, as created in the likeness of God. I mean, you're beautiful, just the way you are. I mean, I don't want to sound too hokey like a Billy Joel song, but you really are just the way you are, exactly how you need to appear online. You don't need the hair, the makeup. You don't need to take speech lessons. Now, you're going to get better at this. This is what you need. You need help delivering your message. You need help gaining clarity on your message. And this goes right back to the very first minute of this podcast where I asked this question that very few people, when they come into our coaching program, can answer. What do? They think they know the answer. Well, I'm a nutritionist. Oh, wow, that's never heard that before. Or I'm a vegan, you know, this, that. Oh, okay, yeah, don't know very many vegans out there. Or I teach people how to shoot video. Or teach people how to podcast. Why? Why would somebody want to know how to shoot video? Why would somebody want to know how to podcast? There's so much more. You got to go so much deeper in order to connect with the right person who's searching for your message. The beauty of it is there's millions of people who are in the pain looking for the solution that you bring. That's the beauty of it. I don't even want to say the bad news is, the challenge right now for you is you got to get real clear on the message. You got to get really clear and focused on what it is that you do, and very few people are there. So when I looked at Bob's page today, I think this is exactly what I'm talking about. A guy with a really good guy. I mean, one of the best guys you're ever going to meet, Bob Proctor. And he's got such amazing content. And it's out there for free. It's on YouTube. It's on Facebook. I liken him to Jim Rohn. I mean, Jim Rohn on YouTube, gold. You couldn't find a Jim Rohn video on Facebook or on YouTube that was bad. You could try, but you wouldn't be successful. They're all good. So when I think about that, and the guy only has 20,000 views of a video, 2%, that really goes back to what we're talking about here on the show, that you need to be authentic, quit counting the likes, quit counting the followers, quit counting all that stuff, and start looking at the quality of the people that you are connecting with. And you want to know, I'll take it one step further and just expand to the macro part of it. You got to look at the quality of the people you're hanging around. Because if the quality of the people that you're hanging around don't reflect your values, or they're kind of poo-pooing your ideas and the things that you really want to do, hey, you got to find a new group of friends, because that is going to drag you down. I'm telling you, you may not think so. It's like running a marathon. And in the first couple miles, you're just kind of getting elbowed a little bit. Just kind of a little bit. Not a big deal. And then the next 6 miles, yeah, it's kind of getting nudged a little bit. Not a big deal. Certainly nothing to throw you off kilter, not knocking you down. But after 26 miles and that marathon is over, you're not even going to be in the same zip code as those people that were running the same race. That's what it's like to be distracted. That's what it's like to hang around people who don't have the same values, the same dreams, that don't want to play big like you do. You're going to end up in a completely different city. You're not even going to be in the race anymore, all because you let them nudge you a little bit. I want you to stay in the race. I want you to stay focused on what it is that you do. There are no wrong answers. There's absolutely no wrong answers. You pick whatever it is you want to do. Hell, you could talk about pillows. How about that guy, MyPillow? Check that guy out, MyPillow.com. This guy was on TV or radio. He was on satellite radio when I was driving my kids to school 3 years ago, maybe 4 years. I'm like, MyPillow? Like, who the hell buys a pillow? Like, I get it. I mean, but the benefits, that's exactly a great example. He made that pillow sound like I was going to wake up like The Rock every day, feeling amazing, looking amazing, having all this energy. I still haven't bought it. I know I'm going to buy that damn pillow at some point because I hear him on the radio all the time and I see him on television. But if he can make a pillow sound like it's going to save your life, what can you do? You know what I mean? Like, it's amazing. Now he's all about American made. He's made in Minnesota. His TV commercial take you into the factory when you buy a MyPillow, and you're supporting all these great Americans, and he shows the men and women working to make your very own pillow. I mean, it's incredible. The guy wove a story around a pillow. Can you do that? Do you have anything more exciting than a pillow? Yes, of course you do. I will teach you how to frame the message exactly like that. So your movement, your message is crystal clear. You got the target market identified. And I'm going to say the same thing. I'm going to probably start saying this all the time on my podcast, because I want this to be the springboard. This show right here, I want it to do a few things. I want it to inspire you. Number one, that if I can do it, you can do it. I want it to inspire you. I want it to remove the enemy from your mind. The enemy, the only trick he has is a lie. That's it. If he can get you to believe the lie that you are not worthy of getting out there, playing big, creating your own movement, and creating a lifetime of Saturdays, then he wins. And I also want to use this as an opportunity for us to work together when the time is right. And if the time is right, send me an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com, sam@everydayisaturday.com. Tell me about what you want to do, and I'll let you know. I'll give you at least one or two via email pieces of advice to help you out, and then allow you the opportunity to jump on a power call and see if there's a great chance for us to work together. That's it. As simple as that. That is why I do this podcast, is to kind of, and let me tell you something, over the past 13 years, the people I've met, the relationships that we've been able to create, oh my God, the quality of people, that's the race I want to run in. I want to run with you. That's the people I want to run with. So let's run together. Send me an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com. Tell me about your dream, your vision, who you help, what your pain point is. And if you don't know, you don't know. Say, hey, I don't know, but I'd like to find out more about getting clear on that. And have an amazing day, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayisaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.